Now we'll do the holy letters of the Rebbe, Igros Kodesh. This is volume 4, and this is letter number Tuf Tuf Lama Tez, that's 839, and it's addressed on the fourth day of Hanukkah in the year Tuf Shin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And this is a letter which the Rebbe sent to this the great genius and the great chassid who occupies himself in community affairs. His name was Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. He was a major Chabad rabbi and an author. The encyclopedia for the Talmud was actually his brainchild, and he worked on the many volumes. I mean, it continues now after his passing, and they're still not even close to being finished. They also authored many, many books, and he was a renowned scholar, and he also knew a lot of Hasidus. He has volumes of stories, Sipuri Hasidim, which he authored. And he was just generally very respected in all communities. But first and foremost, he was a Chabad Chassid, and he was dedicated to the Rebbe's causes. So the Rebbe gives him now, attaches the pamphlet that was published for Hanukkah, even though it's already towards the end of Hanukkah. The Rebbe said it delayed till it, for technical reasons, it took time till it was published. But nevertheless, the Rebbe says, certainly you will certainly find words of desire in this pamphlet, you know, words are worthwhile for now even. Now the Rebbe says, I'm going to answer your letter. First of all, the Rebbe thanks him for publicizing the Rebbe's view and the Rebbe's suggestions as far as the elections. I'm assuming, again, it doesn't say here, I'm assuming it talks about the elections in Israel. Well, you know, many Haredi rabbis, they totally refrained and abstained, and they said they want nothing to do with the Israeli government. They don't want anybody to have anything to do. Some of the Haredi, you have the different, you know, the Satmers, but there's many. They're not only. There's a lot of groups like that. And there were, but the Rebbe's view was always to vote for the government, and the Rebbe took a lot of flack for it. But the Rebbe stood by his view, of course. They don't vote. The Rebbe said to vote, and to always vote for the most religious party, the most religious party that it is. Although Lubavitch always remained non-sectarian, didn't belong to any group or any, but no, never made their own group. And the Rebbe says, at an appropriate time, you'll give over to this great genius rabbi, that's the Rabbi Herzog, Halevi Herzog. He was like the chief rabbi, based on what I wrote in my previous letter. That was the Rebbe to write to him. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe that from time to time they have some sort of a question in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, what we're learning over here, and he wants to know if the Rebbe would want to write to the Rebbe and get the Rebbe's view on certain things that they're not sure about. And he asked the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious that I'd be delighted to read any of your insight into Torah, especially as it relates to verifying the view of the Alter Rebbe, that's for sure. But the Rebbe says, upon condition, that you will not be upset with me if my response is delayed, because my letter is delayed, because of the so many preoccupations that have surrounded me, and that they are increased from time to time. And Rebbe blesses him with a blessing of Hanukkah that we should merit, each one of us, to light the lighting of the Hanukkah menorah on the entrance of your house, on the outside, to increase, go and increase. Basically, what the Rebbe was referring to on the outside, to illuminate the darkness, and to always constantly increase in the level of study. Now, there are